All right, everyone, settle in,
Yeah.
because today we're taking a deep dive into something a little different.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, it should be fun.
I like different.
We're going to decode your Netflix queue.
Really?
Yes, but here's the twist.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We're using astrology.
Whoa, okay, hold on.
Yeah, so we found this article, and it's called The Zodiac Guide to Binge Watching: What Your Sign Says About Your Netflix Queue. Yeah, it
Interesting.
basically says that there's like a connection between,
Habit
the
flip.
stars and your streaming habits.
I love it.
So have you ever like thought about like,
Yeah.
why you and your friends have such different tastes in shows?
All the time. It's
What?
so bizarre.
Well, maybe your zodiac sign has something to do with it.
Okay. That's fascinating because astrology can really give us insights,
Yeah.
into our personalities. And maybe even those little quirks
Right.
do actually influence what we decide to watch.
Exactly.
I'm ready to dive in.
Okay, so full disclosure, this isn't like a full-on horoscope reading or anything like that. We're just going to kind of explore some potential connections
I got it.
just for fun.
That's good.
The article goes through like all 12 signs. But for our deep dive today, we're just going to spotlight a few, some contrasting ones to
Cool.
give you a taste.
Let's see what we got.
Okay, so let's start with Aries.
Okay, fire sign.
Yes, the article calls them
Yeah.
fiery, energetic rams.
Classic.
So basically bold, impulsive, always up for a challenge,
Makes
that
sense.
whole vibe.
Yeah.
So what kind of shows do you think an Aries watches?
Ooh. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Probably something with a lot of action.
You guessed it, action and adventure.
Had a feeling.
So like fast-paced thrillers, superhero epics, anything with a good chase scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about that.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, and it makes sense when you think about
It
it.
does.
Aries is a fire sign, right? So they
Yes.
need that excitement, that energy. And that totally translates into what they choose to watch.
For sure. Something like The Witcher,
Oh, yeah, good one.
with all the sword fights and mythical creatures,
Yes.
that would probably be a huge hit with an Aries.
Right. Tons of action matches that fiery personality. I
Exactly.
mean, but isn't it kind of a stretch to say that, like, all Aries love action movies?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I know some Aries who are pretty chill and
Totally.
more into like documentaries and stuff.
Absolutely. This is just about those, general tendencies,
Yeah.
not like a hard and fast rule.
Okay.
Astrology is all about recognizing patterns,
Right.
not putting people into boxes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There are so many factors that go into our preferences.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Of course.
All right. So we talked about Aries, who is all about that high octane action.
Love it.
Now let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum,
Phew.
with a sign that is known for being very sensitive.
Okay, sensitive.
Yes. Cancers,
Cancer.
often called nurturing crabs,
I see it.
ruled by the element of water.
Yeah.
So think like
Oh, I get it.
emotional depth and intuition,
Makes sense.
all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And apparently those traits show up in their viewing habits too.
Really? How so?
Yeah, so Cancers, they tend to gravitate towards shows that evoke strong emotions.
Oh, interesting.
Tearjerkers, heartwarming dramas, anything that really tugs at those heartstrings.
Oh, so
You
like
bet.
This Is Us or something.
This Is Us, probably a big hit with
Oh,
Cancers.
yeah, they probably connect with the characters on such a deep emotional level.
Totally.
And I bet they find that like a good cry or a
Yeah.
really heartwarming story
Yeah.
provides a kind of catharsis,
Oh, yeah.
Like, haven't you ever just finished a movie and felt lighter?
Oh, totally. I'm such a softie for those kinds of stories.
Me too.
Yeah, although I have to admit,
What's that?
sometimes I do need something a little lighter,
Okay, yeah.
like a good rom-com,
Sure.
just to balance things out. I hear you. Speaking of balance,
Yes.
what about Libras?
Ooh, Libras.
They're all about harmony and fairness, right?
Yeah, that's the textbook definition for sure.
Right.
And it seems to like apply to their viewing habits too.
Interesting.
Yeah, the article suggests that Libras
Yeah.
often enjoy those feel-good comedies
Okay.
and rom-coms, the
Yeah.
genres that really emphasize connection and resolution.
So does that mean like every Libra's out there
Yeah.
watching Love Actually on repeat?
Well, maybe some are.
Right.
But no, but really, what's interesting here is how the article connects those like
Yeah.
astrological archetypes to
Gotcha.
like broader psychological
I
patterns.
see.
So, Libra might genuinely enjoy a rom-com, but they might also be drawn to those themes of balance and harmony
Yeah.
that often play out in those stories.
So it's not just about the genre itself.
Right.
It's about what it represents.
Exactly.
That's actually pretty insightful.
I know, right?
Do you find yourself gravitating towards, like, the shows your sign is supposed to like?
You know, it really does make you think, huh?
It does.
About how much of what we like is tied to these, you know, deeper parts of who we are.
Exactly.
And if it applies to entertainment, what else could it apply to?
Right.
Food, travel destinations.
Yeah.
Career choices.
That's a great question.
I know, right?
So maybe there is more to astrology.
Maybe so.
Than just, you know, fun horoscopes.
It's possible.
It could be like a window into understanding ourselves better.
I like that.
Right, even down to our Netflix cues.
Love it.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
It's been fun.
Now go check your watch list and see if it aligns with your sign.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a total outlier.
That's cool too.
Which is cool too.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.